Okay, now let's get down to the special difficulties. 看一下本文中的难点。那么在文章中间我们强调过关于 give 的短语以及 beside 以及 besides 的区别。那么这样来看一些小题，区别巩固列词的用法。A 组中间用恰当的词来填空。Number one is, will the person who took my ruler please give it to me? 拿我的尺子的人请把它还给我好吗？ Okay, 那 please give it back to me, 归还的意思。Give something back 表归还的意思。Okay, this one is,Will the person who took my ruler please give it back to me? Next one is, when my children grew up, I give all their toys. 当我的孩子长大之后呢，我把他们的玩具都怎么样了？ OK, 那么我想想，把玩具应该是送人了，赠送给别人应该是 give away. OK, when my children grew up, I give all their toys away. Give away 叫赠送的意思。Number three is, when do we have to give our compositions?Composition 作文的意思，我们什么时候需要上交作文？那么 give in 叫上交的意思。OK, this sentence is, when do we have to give in our compositions? Number four, we were losing the battle, but we didn't give. 好，我们就要输了这场战役了，但是我们并不投降。在投降是 give in, 或者说我们不放弃也行 give up, 但是我想投降更好一些。We were losing the battle, but we didn't give in. 我们不投降。OK, 关于 give 的用法，那我们看一下 B 组中间 beside 以及 beside 的区别。Beside 表示在旁边，而 beside 表除了什么之外，而且的含义。好 ，Number one is football. He plays tennis. 除了足球之外，他还打网球。那应该是 besides 除了 besides football, he plays tennis. Number two is can you see that boy standing in the tree? 好，你能不能看到那个小男孩？哪个小男孩呢？站在树旁边的小男孩，在旁边是 beside. Okay, the sentence is can you see that boy standing beside the tree? Beside the tree 在树旁边。Okay, that's all for the exercise for the special difficulties.